Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. You are back with Todd and Todd, live from Chicago at the Assembly Show, Manufacturing Revival Radio on location. Todd, been looking forward to this conversation since we got our original schedule. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have too, and I've had a question in mind ever since I saw the name of the company.
Yes, I have the same question. We had a coin toss, and you won, so you get to ask it. We're joined by Michael Mowens, who's the President, Global Licensing with Phillips Screw Company. Welcome, Mike.
Todd, thanks. It's great to be with you guys this afternoon.
Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. So, Mike, before we get into a conversation, take a quick sec. Tell us about Phillips Screw. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Well, we're a global research and development firm. We go out to the entire marketplace developing innovative fastening solutions for virtually every industry there is out there. We work with everybody from Boeing, Airbus, Lockheed Martin on down to the guys that are putting decks on the back of their homes. We've worked with Home Depot and Lowe's and all sorts of companies over the years. We really develop the most efficient, most effective fastening solutions, and then we work with a global network of licensed manufacturers that supply that solution out to the marketplace.
Okay, we're going to talk about the more sophisticated fastening applications, but I did win the coin toss. Did you guys actually invent the Phillips head screw?
Yeah, we did.
Our original I am so proud.
It is. It's a great heritage. Our original founder, Henry Frank Phillips from Portland, Oregon, was the original developer of the Phillips screw and screwdriver. In fact, Henry was inducted into the Inventors Hall of Fame at the National Patent Office just last year in 2012. So, yeah, we've got a rich history. It goes all the way back to 1930. First major application was on the 1936 Cadillac, as a matter of fact. It was the very first automobile to utilize the Phillips screw and driver throughout the assembly.
How cool is that, Schnick?
Todd, I remember working with my dad on a project. I was a young kid, and I said, which one do I bring? He said, bring the one that looks like a star. So that's my early memories of the Phillips head screwdriver. Talk about some of the other things that you're involved in and out there leading on.
Well, you know, the Phillips is a rich part of our history, but we really pride ourselves on continuous innovation and continuous improvement to the systems that we have out in the marketplace. So we get involved with any number of industries ranging from developing the floorboard fastening system for the Boeing 787, our new Mortorque spiral drive there. We work very closely with Lear, Magna, a lot of the seating companies in the automotive, the tier guys, really developing the lowest profile, most high performance fasteners for their particular applications, trying to help them get to that CAFE standard where they've got to have very high mileage. We're able to take some significant weight out of what has traditionally been a very weighty problem in the industry with fasteners joining different metals and materials. And then we do everything right down to micro screws going into tablets and working with Qualcomm on the new Snapdragon assembly. So we're pretty widespread.
Well, you look at something like fasteners, and it's easy to dismiss them as, you know, by the way, something that you got to have. But if I'm talking about a jet, like the one that's going to take Todd and I back to Atlanta,
yep,
I am very, very concerned that these fasteners are doing their job. And yet, if it's something like hold my laptop together, if the screw falls out, big deal. I mean, how do you make that balance of using the high tech and really sophisticated processes that you need for an airplane versus something more mundane application?
Well, you know, the really mundane applications, we do as mundane as the deck on the back of your home. We had a division that did nothing but decking screws that were high-performance screws. Tradesmen loved them because they didn't cam out, they didn't damage the wood, they embedded, they were guaranteed for the life of the project so they wouldn't rust. But then on the completely opposite end of the spectrum, we work very closely with Rolls-Royce on the Trent XWB engine to develop an extremely high-strength, 200 KSI tensile, multi-phase material bolt that replaces a 12-point bolt and gives them 30 pounds per 1,000 pieces weight savings, which in an aircraft world is crucial.
That's a big
now
deal.
You talk about your tablet, we're working now to develop the thinnest possible fastener because everybody's looking at the next generation and being able to have lighter, thinner, a tablet that's almost paper thin. We develop a fastening system that has a very, very shallow head profile, but yet gives them repairability and serviceability so that if they ever have to have that tablet back from you because you've dropped it or your daughter's thrown it in the bath or whatever, they can still take it apart, service it, get it back into your hands very quickly.
No offense, Todd, but I can still break my neck if my deck collapses, so I want Mike to make precision products all across the board. You know, Mike, do you sit there, and does your team sit around a table and say, let's invent this and see if the market's interested, or does the market come to you and say, boy, we have a unique need to do X. Can you help us come up with some solution? I suspect it's some hybrid of that.
We've really got a hybrid situation. We've got a group of engineers. We kind of keep them in the dark room and throw bananas over the transom every couple of days. But, you know, they do a really great job with us developing new and innovative solutions. But we also have people out of the industry bring us new and innovative solutions as well. But we make a practice of going out to that industry, to Airbus, to Boeing, to GM, to Chrysler, to Ford, looking at what they're doing on the assembly line and being able to say, okay, this is where we can help you and make an improvement, whether it be in automating an assembly that hadn't been before because they had problems with not being able to have the fastener do an accurate pick and place, or whether it's a situation like we are in, let's say, Rolls-Royce again, where we're actually making the fastener damage tolerant so that when the engine's being repaired in Japan, if he happens to take the wrong tool off the shelf and try and service that, as long as he's got the right tool in his toolbox, he's still going to be able to get it out and put it back in effectively. And that kind of damage tolerance on a global basis makes it a serviceable product that an engineer in Ethiopia with an Ehad or in France with Air France or wherever he is in the world is going to assure the capability to make sure that engine's always continuously running and operating.
Mike, I want to clarify something. You've talked about how closely you work with individual customers. And that makes all the sense in the world. Of course you have to. Something as complex as a Rolls-Royce engine or again, an aircraft.
Sure.
There's a lot more than two organizations involved in putting something like that together. How much collaboration and how do you do collaboration with all of the myriad suppliers?
See, the interesting thing that we do is we don't sell a product. We are certainly the most well-known of the research and development teams there are in the world because of the Philips name, obviously. But we do a lot of research and development, develop that solution, and then we go to market through a global network of licensed manufacturers. So the people you'd normally associate as being the big names in screw manufacturing, Acumen, SPS, PCC, Alcoa, they're all licensees of ours. They're the folks that are actually making the parts that are getting shipped to the assembly line through the VMI programs. And we're also associated with great tool groups like Apex Tool Group, Snap-on, and all of those guys that make the sockets and the driver bits. And they're all our licensees as well. So we go out to that market with a global network that has a very broad reach to be able to supply the latest innovative technology at a moment's notice through a reputable source that we then monitor the quality of. So each of those licensees comes back to us with product 3 times a year that goes through our labs, and we've got a QC engineer that does nothing but look at product all day long.
Wow.
Todd, my only worry is that our audience will not recognize some of the brands that this company is working with. Any event.
Yeah, household name after household name.
Hey, Mike, you guys are obviously exhibiting here at the assembly show. Why do you invest time and energy here in a show like this?
You know, we'd been an active part of the assembly show years ago when it was here at Rosemont, and it was great to see it come back. We were so thrilled to be back in this venue with the show and be able to come back and be a proud member of the original launch team with these guys. And, you know, it's just great to see all of the assembly managers, manufacturing engineers, design engineers coming through that we've seen today, and we hope to see again tomorrow.
I got to ask you one more thing. I'm always fascinated by something that, you know, it's the Philips screw, big
sure.
deal, ho-hum. And yet we've talked about, the level of sophistication and complexity is just so cool. What next? What are we going to see next coming out of Philips?
Well, you know, the one thing that we've got and we've had on the radar for a while is our new external more torque super drive. The industry is going to lighter assemblies, but yet not decreasing the clamping force required. They want to make it lighter. They want to hit those CAFE standards. They want to have better miles per passenger in the airframe areas. So we've actually worked closely with a number of major end users to develop a low profile, ultimately high torque external wrenching system called our external more torque super. It gives you the capability 1.4 times the wrenching surface on the insulation side is a 12 point. 2.5 times the wrenching surface on the removal side. So it's really optimized for maintainability, serviceability, and that end of product life cycle where you want to make everything green, take it apart easily. But we've also been able to pull 30 pounds out of 1,000 pieces in a 3/4 inch diameter bolt, which is a huge number for a lot of industries. That's really the next thing on our product list, and being able to optimize that for you know, the air aviation as well as the automobile, the locomotive, and a lot of the industries that are looking now at being able to have lighter weight but yet the same strength.
Are you giving away Rolls Royces at your booth?
No, we don't do the cars so much as we do the jet engines. So we might be looking at a couple of tickets. But
I'll take a jet engine.
Yeah, that might work. All right. Well, Mike, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Phillips Screw?
Well, they can certainly stop by our booth here at Assembly 1224, but the easiest way to reach us is through our website, www.phillips-screw.com. You'll find everything from our fastener wizard that helps you pick the right screw for the right application to videos of applications on everything from F-18 wings to microscrews and tablets.
And Todd's deck.
And Todd's deck, yeah. We deal a little bit with Todd's deck there.
Outstanding. Michael Mowens, President, Global Licensing with Phillips Screw Company. Mike, it was great to have you. Thanks
Todd
for stopping
and Todd,
by.
It's been great to be with you guys today. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure. All right, well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Michael Mowens, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, everyone at Assembly Magazine, I'm Todd Schnick. This has been Manufacturing Revival Radio, broadcasting direct from the Assembly Show. We'll be right back.